We will finish with a mixed group of stories from this week's evening news. There's a great new website to help you access medical care more quickly. Dinomania is coming to Norwich, and so is Henry Blowfield. While Stephen Phillips is leaving Norwich City. And it's the summer, so we're also taking a little trip to Yarmouth, where they want your help with a silly question. John starts us off again.
Tens of thousands of people waiting for hospital treatment in Norfolk could be helped by a new website designed to help them skip the queue by searching further afield for their care. Andrew Burgess, a former NHS chief executive, has launched healthcompare.co.uk, a cutting-edge online service that collates data from waiting lists across the country. The searchable service then allows people waiting for certain procedures to see where in the country the wait is shortest and request their referrals accordingly. Mr. Burgess said he noticed while working as chief of a health commission that many patients were unaware of a legal right that they have to request their treatment elsewhere geographically. The launch comes at a time when more than 116,000 people in Norfolk are waiting for some form of elective treatment, 52,000 in which have been exceeding 18 weeks of waiting. Mr. Burgess said the benefit of the website is that it breaks down waiting lists by care type, meaning people are able to see which areas have the longest lists and which have the shortest. In Norfolk, for example, the average wait for gynaecology treatment is more than half a year, with more than 11,000 people waiting. But with just 4 people waiting for cardiothoracic surgery, the average wait is less than 4 weeks. And the website address is www.healthcompare.co.uk.
Norfolk's former Test Match special cricket commentator, Henry Blofeld, is back in front of audiences after COVID stopped play for a couple of seasons, confining the 82-year-old to the pavilion. Speaking from his Hoveton home ahead of his upcoming show at the Madder Market in Norwich, starting Tuesday the 21st of June, Blofeld's plummy tones and well-known phrases are a reassuring sound. He has recently returned from his Menorca home with his wife Valeria, where he took in 2 matches of cricket. Blowers has put his days of commentating on the test matches for the BBC well behind him. However, the Norfolk-born cricket personality's new theatre show will recount stories from making the Real Marigold Hotel British travel documentary series alongside the likes of Duncan Bannatyne and Paul Chuckle in India, as well as tales from almost 50 years with Test Match Special. His show starts at the Madder Market on the 21st of June.
Dinosaurs that made their national debut on Britain's Got Talent have come straight from the stage to Norwich for a show of prehistoric proportions. Dinomania rose to fame earlier this year when the team made it to the semi-finals of Britain's Got Talent with their action-packed dinosaur show. Now they're planning to step forward 65 million years into modern-day Norwich to teach the public all about them. Christopher Roberts, more commonly known as Ranger Chris, has been touring with his prehistoric beasts for the past 7 years. The 41-year-old said, "I've had a passion for dinosaurs ever since I can remember." His favourite dinosaur is an Allosaurus, which is similar to the T-Rex, but much more dominant. A failed business led Chris in the direction of trying out something he really loved, and Dinomania was born. Chris's first addition to his pack of dinosaurs was Ronnie, who was a 4-foot-long Tyrannosaurus Rex, and now just 7 years on, Chris has 20 dinosaurs. He said, "We usually try to showcase between 10 and 15 dinosaurs in each show, starting with the smallest and working our way up to the largest." Chris added, "We'll be bringing along our full-size Triceratops, which is the size of an elephant. Ronnie the T-Rex and Nancy the Raptor will also be coming with us." On top of this, Dinomania will be bringing an Ankylosaurus and lots of baby dinosaurs to meet the people of Norwich. And Chris added, it's the most interactive show of its kind in the UK. And the show takes place at Easton College in NR9 on July the 23rd and has slots at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Norwich City Director Stephen Phillips has stepped down from the club's board after 13 years. The decision has been made by Phillips in order to spend more time with his family, with the 67-year-old notifying Delia Smith and Michael Wynne-Jones of his decision. Phillips is understood to have made his decision prior to talks between Milwaukee Brewers owner Mark Attanasio and City Deputy Chairman Michael Folger over the possibility of the American investing into the club became a possibility. He joined the board following relegation to League One and has overseen five promotions since joining the board in 2009. Phillips expressed his gratitude at serving the club for over a decade. It's been a great privilege to serve on the board of Norwich City for the last 13 years, and I hope that my chairmanship of the audit committee has been helpful to my board colleagues and all the shareholders of the club. I want to express my deep thanks to Delia and Michael for inviting me onto their board in June of 2009. Majority shareholders Smith and Wynne-Jones spoke in glowing terms about Phillips' contribution. He has worked tirelessly for the club for many years, not least as a very conscientious chairman of the audit committee, even when times were hard. Norwich now have just five directors on the board: Delia Smith, Michael Wynne-Jones, Tom Smith, Michael Folger, and Zoe Ward.
And finally, now we know this is not a Norwich story, but we just couldn't resist it. A trawl for names for Great Yarmouth's new £120 million Third River Crossing has netted dozens of suggestions, from the sensible to the silly. Norfolk County Council is looking for people to come up with ideas, and these will be whittled down to a short list set to be decided by an expert panel to avoid something controversial coming up trumps. But suggestions coming forward so far via Facebook include Bridgie McBridgeface, Kevin Bridge, Roger, and Gary. Others put forward a name criticising the pace of improving infrastructure around the town, like Consolation Bridge and 30 Years Too Late Bridge. Some went for Jubilee-themed names such as Elizabeth Bridge and Jubilee Bridge. And there's also been a good number tipping their hat towards Norfolk's greatest seafaring strategist, Admiral Lord Nelson, with Nelson Bridge. Meanwhile, it emerged that whatever it was officially called, people would have their own name for it. Braden Bridge, for some, is Asda Bridge, with the third crossing always going to be the Southtown Bridge, the New Bridge, or the Third Bridge. For others, the 1985-built Braden Bridge is still being known as the New Bridge to many. Now, Harbour Bridge, Ferry Bridge and Yare Bridge have also been put forward as worthy contenders. And the council is asking any individual, family, community group or school that can think of a symbolic name with a story behind it to send their suggestions and contact information to gy3rc at norfolk.gov.uk or gy3rc at bamfarrans.com.